tuned to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. I am Cameron Heron, and it's time for your Friday, June 23rd edition of Valley Talk. And today, I've got, well, we were originally going to have a couple of special guests, but one of them is running a little bit late, but we've got one special guest right here right now, and it's Michelle Christofferson, of Director of Outreach and Engagement. How are you doing, Michelle?
I'm good, thanks. Well, greetings from the University of Minnesota Crookston. Thanks for having us today.
And we are hoping to get Mr. Don Rascott in here as well, so hopefully he will be walking
if
in
not
here.
We'll roll with it. It'll be fine. Sure. I'll get a pie out of this, I'm sure.
Yeah. So the main thing that you wanted to talk about today was the Night to Unite, which is coming up.
Right on. Thank you, Cameron. Yes, Night to Unite. It's on its 40th celebration as a national event. And here in Crookston, our local police department and other supporting businesses are going to be celebrating its 20th year.
Wow.
This year, it's going to be on the Crookston campus at the University of Minnesota Crookston, and we're just excited to have everyone pop out again. It's been a great space, and we've been able to add different businesses and new vendors to go ahead and celebrate the community and everything that Night to Unite is all about.
And what is it all about?
Yes, of course. So it's an opportunity for everyone within the community to get to know one another, mm-hmm. learn a little bit more about their public services that are available within mm-hmm. the community, and get to know their neighbors so that they have a familiar face that they can see, or if they wish to meet some new people, engage with new businesses and some of our sponsoring vendors as well. So we're just thrilled.
Yeah, that would sound like a great thing to maybe go to if you're kind of new to the area, you know, if you're not sure what the city of Crookston has to offer. That sounds like a great thing to go to and kind of learn about all that stuff. And yeah. What are some of the stuffs that
absolutely.
They can kind of learn about?
Sure, absolutely. So we have opportunities for businesses and for different organizations if they wish to connect with us. There are probably 15 to 20 of us on a planning committee, so we've been meeting regularly, setting up different types of door prizes and different ways to which some adults and kids. It's fun for the whole family. Yep. We will have a dunk tank. We'll have some fun games for different age groups. So if you're a business and you're looking at contributing financially, we'd welcome that. This year's sponsor, our premier sponsor, is Walmart again.
Nice.
Jeff, our manager at our Crookston local Walmart, has stepped up again, and we're very thrilled with that. But we also have a variety of local businesses, too, that have mm-hmm. provided us with door prizes, have given us gift certificates, are going to be acting as volunteers. There are watermelon eating contests,
nice.
Kinds of different games for
fun.
All different kinds of ages. And so we're looking at August 1st.
August 1st.
On the University of Minnesota Crookston campus. And we're just looking for as many people to get there as possible. The Crookston campus, if you have not been there, it's a beautiful space.
Yep.
At 4 o'clock, at 2:30 till 4 o'clock, the bingo will begin.
Ooh.
And that is the 10th annual Walt Keller Memorial Bingo Party. And that is always a kick.
Of course.
The main event on the mall begins at 4:30. And we'll have introductions by Police Chief Darren Selzler to kick off the 2023 Night to Unite activities.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately following that, we're going to recognize our theme, which is, well, I can't tell you what it is right now.
Oh, it's a secret.
It's a secret.
Oh,
that's right.
That'll be fun.
That's right.
More
so
incentive
maybe Don will release that at a later date. But right now, the ceremony will begin right after Chief Selzler's introduction. So
nice,
we're excited
nice.
To have him and his team back. The community, we'd like to let you know that we have different demonstrations that are going to be taking place. The Crookston Fire Department and Police Department, along with our canine bite demo. There's going to be a Taekwondo team that will return and provide a high impact demonstration as well. There'll be a lot of games against the community's local police officers. So come on out for that. Obviously, the dunk tank is going to happen. I had mentioned that already. And then we have some new candidates that are going to be taking the plunge on that. So I honestly don't even know who those are yet, but maybe Mr. Rascott will inform me.
Speaking of
I've heard the door
Mr.
shut.
Rascott,
is he coming
I do
in?
Believe he is about to
come
enter
on
our studio.
In, Don. We're just
there
getting to
he
it.
Is.
Are we on the air yet?
You are.
Oh, yeah, we have been on the air for about 40 or about 6 minutes.
We're just getting to the canine unit and the different demonstrations that are going to be taking
out. Oh, my gosh. I am so sorry I'm late.
No,
you're a late call.
You're good. Michelle held down the fort pretty well, giving us a lot of info. So
Michelle is a wild woman.
Yeah, a candy.
So what have you got for us here today, Don?
Well, I'm pretty excited about this year's event.
Yeah.
As Michelle probably alluded to, you know, this is our 20th year of doing this.
Wow.
We're having a great time. We've got a great Night to Unite committee, and I just got confirmation that we are getting the Border Patrol helicopter. They're coming
Ooh.
Down there. Their air and land interdiction
cool.
unit's going to be flying a helicopter into UMC. So
nice.
That's
I think last year was there like a tank there, I think?
Well, we had Bradley's, but we couldn't get the helicopter.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So this is going to be a challenge to fly it in the middle of
For
UMC,
sure,
but
yeah.
we're going to do it.
That sounds really cool.
And, you know, I just came from a late call. But prior to that late call, I was out going to our local businesses,
mm-hmm.
asking them for donations. And it's just unbelievable, the cooperation and the kindness.
The generosity.
Oh, yeah. My Lord. I tell you. Crookston is such a unique city for that. And our local businesses, even at, you know, for 2 years, we haven't asked local businesses because of the COVID situation.
Yep.
And Walmart has just been just wonderful. They have been giving us, supporting us financially. And, so at any rate, we are asking some of that. We've actually had local businesses say, Don, why don't you come to me? I want to donate. So, We have. It's
that's
great
that the businesses are willing to do that to help out the community, especially for a great cause and a great event such as Night to Unite.
Absolutely. And I can't thank enough our local businesses, and there's too many of them to and I don't want to miss any of them, but our two main sponsors are Walmart and Dave, the general manager there, every year supports us in this, and then UMC and Michelle Christofferson and Nell DeBoer, who worked there, were able to get us quite a sponsor there. But, you know, I just want to tell our listeners that if your check engine light is blinking and you want a little excitement, you come down August 1st on Tuesday, and we're gonna fix your engine with some excitement going on.
Okay, that's
yeah.
I didn't release the theme yet because I know it's a secret, right?
Yes, it is.
Ooh, yeah. Again, another incentive to come out that night if you're wondering what the theme is. It sounds
absolutely
fun.
Well,
maybe the theme is mystery.
It could be. Well, you know, Michelle is our public relations officer, so I'm going to leave any disclosures up to her, because she does an incredible job for us. And since she has been on the committee and been our public relations officer, it's amazing how she gets the word out. Part of the challenges we've had in the past years is getting the word out, and thank goodness we had Crookston Times and KROX, but Michelle just finds all sorts of interesting ways to get our information out there.
My pleasure.
So are there any other like events going on that like or things going on for the Night to Unite that you'd like the listeners to know about?
You bet. We've talked a little bit about the bingo that kicks off at 2:30 with the
annual
Wolf.
10th
annual,
yeah.
Yes, that's right.
Ooh.
And then the watermelon eating contest.
Oh, that's so popular. We would have mass hysteria if we didn't do the watermelon eating contest.
Right on.
And I don't know if I could ever do that.
We're going to have some food vendors, too, so that'll be fun as well. I think last year we had 5.
Yep.
Food trucks out there.
We're going to change it up this year. We're going to have some different food vendors, but we still are going to have probably our most popular food vendor out there, Knights of Columbus, with their walleye,
Ooh.
You know, walleye and hand-battered onion rings. And,
that sounds
oh my gosh,
delicious.
That,
oh,
Knights
my
of
goodness.
Yeah, oh, it's phenomenal.
Almost worth going out there just for that. That's
absolutely.
The bingo is going to be in the Prairie Lounge like we had last year, so we'll be able to accommodate a large group. So if people wish to come out and play some bingo before the event starts, that'd be great.
And it's air conditioned.
Right on.
Yeah, because, you know, it, in the past when we've had it down at Central Park, it hasn't been air conditioned, and that's a little harder on our elderly people. So, no, this is air conditioned. Tri-Valley Bus, again, is going to transport all anybody who wants a ride there. We're going to go to the Villa, the Summit, the Sisters over there at the Cathedral. We're going to go to Golden Link. Anyone that wants a ride, Tri-Valley is going to support us in
awesome.
That. We are going to have a ton of prizes. Tons of prizes given. Adult, children, teenagers. We are going to have just a ton of giveaways. Now, everybody has to be present to win, but there's going to be something for everybody there.
For sure.
Yeah, and demos. My gosh, what do you say, Michelle, on the demos?
Yeah, we talked a little bit about it before you got here with the fire department and the police department and then the canine unit as well.
You bet. That's really popular when we do a bite demo with the canine dog. And the fire department's going to have a couple demos, huge demos. Fire department is very, very popular there. We're probably going to have the Grand Forks Bomb Squad. We may even, one of our officers we brought over from Grand Forks, and he flies drones. So I don't know if we're going to be able to get Nick to do that for us, but we're working on that. And of course, we've got all the different, there's going to be a ton of games that you'll be able to interact with officers.
Wow.
The big deal is I want our community to know our officers on a first name basis, feel comfortable with them, play games with them, compete against
for
them.
Sure.
The National Guard, boy, have they stepped up. They are going to bring the rock climbing wall and a couple other cool things.
God.
And they're bringing, I'm not sure if it's going to be a tank, but they're going to bring some kind of special vehicle for us. So, and we're going to give them a Code 3 Escort, obviously, into the park.
Yeah, that'll be
also
very interesting.
We're going to have some hot rods over there.
Nice.
So, it's going to be something for everybody there.
I mean, that's just so much stuff. It's like almost overwhelming. Like,
well, it is to squeeze it in three and a half hours. Yeah, I mean, it's nonstop action. And like I say, if your check engine light's blinking for excitement, this is the place to go. We'll fix it.
Well, yeah, that all sounds like good stuff. Again, that's going to be on Tuesday, August the 1st, the 40th annual across the country, 20th here in Crookston. So it's kind of a nice little milestone, I guess,
and
2 decades.
40 million people across the country take part in this.
Yeah.
So it's this is a big deal.
Yeah,
this is a big, big deal. And this is where the community can take their opportunity to help us take a bite out of crime, for lack of a better term.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, we can't do it without our community members.
Of course.
And, you know, our chief Darren Selzer is incredibly community oriented policing. That is his mantra.
Mm-hmm.
And all of our officers are trained in community oriented policing. And that's we serve and protect.
That's
but
great.
Mostly serve. So.
So, Michelle, you were kind of talking to me about some of the other things that are happening at around the UMC. There's a reunion going on today.
Yeah, you know, we are hosting a lot of activities on the Crookston campus, and we're just excited to bring as many people out to see our beautiful gardens and our lovely campus. The Northwest School of Agriculture is hosting its annual reunion today. We have about 150 alumni that are just starting to arrive on campus. This week and next week, we're concluding our youth soccer camp with Coach Neal and Coach Morgan. So we've been thrilled. There's been over 45-50 youth soccer players on campus on the pitch this week, actually for the last 4 weeks. So that's been a kick, literally.
Yeah.
no we also intended. Have a shooting and skills camp that's been taking place with our men's Golden Eagle basketball team. So, it's just starting to ramp up on campus.
Lots.
So if people want to come out and take a tour of our gardens, they're beautiful. It's free. Come on out, walk around, and enjoy the land-grant campus that's here located in Crookston.
Always lots of good stuff going on.
UMC has always been very open
for
the Kansas. We are so blessed to have them here in Crookston.
Yep, definitely a nice thing to have in the community. And it's great that there's always those types of things going on there to bring in people who maybe aren't even a part of, you know, the student body there or the staff. You know, anyone can join in these events and have fun and take advantage of the great I'm trying to think of the
festivities.
Word. But, yeah,
festivities. Festivities. the great friendliness.
Yeah, of course.
This is a big friendly. Everybody's open to everybody here, and we just the kids really love it. But you know, we have added events for parents too.
Yeah.
So and gifts for parents too. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's a whole family deal.
Yeah.
And, you know, I didn't mention the dunk tank, or did you mention the dunk tank?
I think we mentioned the dunk tank. Yeah. We always got to mention the dunk tank. That's a favorite, especially, I think, among
Nell
the kids.
Nell DeBoer is in charge of that, and yeah. She, number one, Miss Crookston is going to be in there.
Ooh,
but
fun,
Nell
fun.
Always comes up with some very unique celebrities for the dunk tank.
So. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that'll be really fun. So, we've got a couple minutes left here before we wrap up the Valley Talk program. Is there anything else that you kind of wanted to let the listeners know about?
Well, I guess I would just like to say in closing, parents and children, it's Tuesday, August 1st, 2023 for the Night to Unite event. Bingo goes from 2:30 p.m. to 4 p.m. And as Michelle stated, that's in the Prairie Lounge or the Student Union area, so it'll be air conditioned. The event this year, as in the past year now, has been in the UMC Plaza Mall for the main festivities, which start sharp at 4:30 p.m. We'll kick it off with Sergeant Barstead. She's a retired Marine and a retired sergeant over at the jail. Kitty Barstead and possibly her daughter will be singing a duet for the national anthem. And then we will be announcing our theme and recognizing our people for the theme. I believe Chief Selzer will do that.
Yeah.
I do have a little surprise to tell you. Both the Ooh. New Crookston School Superintendent and the new Crookston Middle School Principal will be there.
Nice.
So our whole community will be able to meet them, and I will introduce them at 4:30. So
cool.
Thought that was pretty cool that our superintendent and our new principal were willing to come
yeah.
and enjoy the festivities.
That's a good sign for them that they're willing to come and meet with the community that they're going to be serving
yeah.
here, and we'll be glad to have them there. How about you, Michelle? You got anything else for us before we
just welcome everyone out to the campus.
Yep,
the campus is beautiful right
yeah.
now. The flowers are lovely. Our facilities and grounds team continue to do a mm-hmm. fantastic job along with our horticulture program. So come on out and take a look.
For sure.
I hope that we'll get another maybe one or two more Valley Talks in prior to the event.
I think we scheduled
so
we
can update our listeners on what's going on, and maybe Michelle will release the theme at some
Perhaps.
Point.
Perhaps.
Yeah, I think we might have that. We were talking to Michelle. I think we might do it on July 27th. So we'll put that on the website here if you're good with that. And we'll definitely have you on again and let everyone know as the event draws closer and maybe some more additional details that you think that the listeners would like to know about. But
sure.
If that's all you two got for us today, we can wrap up the program. We appreciated having you on. Don, I'm glad you made it.
Call me anything you want. Yes. Just not late for supper.
Yeah, sure. For sure. But we were glad to get you on here in some form. Yeah. Michelle held down Thank the you. Fort while you were arriving. So yeah. I think that will do it here. Thanks, Cameron, again, for having us.
Appreciate
coming on.
It.
And we will wrap up today's edition of Valley Talk here on the Voice of the Valley, KROX.